Catching the Butterfly and the Homunculus of Dollar-Ada-Dollar Carinae with ALMA, by Louis A. Zapata et al. The nature and origin of the molecular gas component located in the circumstellar vicinity of Ada Carinae are still far from being completely understood. Here, we present Atacama Large Millimeter, Submillimeter Array, ALMA, Colorado, 3-2, observations with a high angular resolution, approximately 0.15, and a great sensitivity that are employed to reveal the origin of this component in Ada Carinae. These observations reveal much higher velocity, minus 300 to plus 270 km S1, blue and redshifted molecular thermal emission than previously reported, which we associate with the lobes of the Homunculus Nebula, and that delineates very well the innermost contours of the red and blue shifted lobes likely due by limb brightening. The inner contour of the redshifted emission was proposed to be a disrupted torus, but here we revealed that it is at least part of the molecular emission originated from the lobes and or the expanding equatorial skirt. On the other hand, closer to systemic velocities, plus or minus 100 km S1, the CO molecular gas traces an inner butterfly-shaped structure that is also revealed at near and mere wavelengths as the region in which the shielded dust resides. The location and kinematics of the molecular component indicate that this material has formed after the different eruptions of Ada Carinae. This was Catching the Butterfly and the Homunculus of Dollar-Ada-Dollar Carinae with ALMA, by Louis A. Zapata et al.